there somebody? Yeah, this is Monty Deeds. I'm from Olympia, Washington, and looks like we're having some difficulties in the call this morning and the large amount of people that are here joining us this morning. Is there anybody on the call that has been doing the advice that Mr. Campbell talks to us about in the China study? And if so, do you have any good testimony that you might want to say at this particular time?
Hi, Monty. This is Ray.
Go away.
But anyway, okay, I'll give a testimony, a negative one, since I've been on the travel, and yesterday is the most low period that I had. I had a cup of, guess what they call the bubble tea, and my body was totally shut down afterwards, and I am aching my body all over today, and that's the worst I've been in 14 days. So just so you knew, I'm not doing anything but dry. That one mineral.
Well, that's what kind of happens when we get involved in doing something and our body reacts right, and I know Colin Campbell talks about that also, and that is that, you know, it don't take much once you get the body lined up right, you've been doing it for some time, and then you kind of venture off into something else, that our body does respond. And here again, that I believe in sometimes those kind of, that feeling that you're having to me is a positive, for the simple fact that, again, shows that what you're doing is correct. And when we don't follow a program or we put things into our bodies that aren't really good for our bodies, and I know in the China study he really talks about that quite a bit. And, you know, I had some great results. I've been on the program. I'm one of the pilot study people, and I've been on the program for about a month now, and I've had some great results. Just prior to going to starting this program, I went in and my cholesterol levels was, when I went in, my cholesterol level was 213, and being involved in this program for a little less than a month, my total cholesterol levels have dropped down to 190. So, and that's one of the things they talk about in regards to plant-based type foods, is that it does have some terrific benefits in regards to major things that our body does and doesn't do, and that, again, verified to me that, again, what I'm doing, because that's a pretty good drop in a short time frame of my cholesterol levels by just eliminating the animal protein and dairy, and I thought it might be pretty difficult to eat this way, but I find that it's not. You know, there's a lot of things in there, and I was, Colin Campbell, I'm sure today, was going to explain that how plant-based foods have such a wonderful response, our bodies respond well to it. And in the China study, and if you don't have the book yet, I'll just say this right up front, that book is available at Focus on Growth. It's called The China Study by T. Colin Campbell, and it was a survey that was done with 880 million people, and it took 650,000 people basically to in China to do this particular study, and there was some amazing results. They found that certain parts of China didn't have much rates of cancer or heart disease, diabetes, and whatever. And when they went in and did some research, they found that based upon what the folks were eating, they found that those that were very low in disease or basically had none were pretty well much plant-based foods. They weren't eating animal proteins and the dairy products and that sort of stuff. So they were basically pretty much eating rice, plant-based items, and the results were amazing. So, Ruth, are you here with us yet? So anyhow, there's just been some good results. You know, and people always say, well, how do you get your protein? Well, and the nicer thing, in the China study, and I guess I'll just say this right up front about the China study for those of you that are here on the call, is that the China study really, again, is a I'll call it technical book, but it's not technical to the point you don't want to read it. When I started reading the book, I couldn't put it down. But it really has a lot of wonderful charts in there. It really explains and answers every question that a person might have. People say, well, are we going strictly to a plant-based diet? Well, you know, choices are made in life. And I think probably everybody on this call, if one of the main things that you would put down in your, if you said to put down the 10 things you wanted in your life, would be good health. So, I think that then becomes a choice. And when new technology comes out and this new China book study book came out and really kind of explain some things in regards to why the food that we put in our body is very, very important. And for those of us that understand the Nikan philosophy, and that is that health is very, very, is up there quite high. And anything we can do to change that is for the better. And so some of us have decided a pilot study group was formed. And for we've all went out, those of us that have committed to the pilot study group and had our blood work done and everything else and in 90 days. And we're going to go and do some check. And I snuck in and did my blood, went and got it cholesterol up and just to check and see again if I could see results within 30 days. And amazing, such amazing stories in the China study. Also that explains that even after 30 days you can see significant difference. So that's the reason I did what I did. But really amazing to see what's going to happen within the 90-day time frame. Mary Lou, are you there?
Monty?
Yes.
This is Carolyn L. from Chicago.
Carolyn, go.
Yes, I have been a Nikan person for maybe 12 years and used all the Nikan things. All the nutritional products. And last year, in August, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. What I did was to have the tumor removed, but I declined to use either radiation or chemotherapy. And I went to find a naturopath, which is what I'm using right now. And the naturopath recommended China study. So I read good parts of the book, the long passages in it, and following it pretty closely. I haven't quite made it to eliminating the cheese and some of the dairy products, but I'm way down, and it's made a tremendous difference in how I feel and how my body reacts to it. And I have had several scans, and I've had some blood work done, and we don't see any more traces of cancer. I'm also working with an oncologist to sort of monitor my progress, and of course the surgeon is still in the picture. And they both continue to worry that because they feel that cancer will recur if I don't have the radiation. But I've done quite well, and I'm feeling good, and so I'm very positive about the China study, and I'm excited to hear Dr. Campbell.
Good. I am too. If technology allowed us to do that, that would be nice. But let me ask you a question. Prior to having your situation with cancer, if somebody would have explained to you the benefits of eating this way or whatever, would you have been as receptive to it as you were?
Well, I would have been receptive because we've heard it from other people, but not as receptive as after reading the about the meat of the project, which is all the left in China.
Well, that's, you know what, we don't, and that was the other thing, you know, I was raised on a farm, and we butchered our own cattle, and, you know, when we sat down to eat, you know, there was sometimes not only one animal protein on it, sometimes there was meat and chicken, you know, and unfortunately, what the American Western dieters have done is that we, you know, in the old days, people didn't hardly eat much meat except on, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas or special events. But what we have done in American society and in our Western diet is we've made every day a feast. You know, we sit down every day and we have reached the point in our minds, and the China study brings us out to where we got to almost have some sort of an animal protein in our body, or we don't feel that possibly that the meal was a full meal. And if people say, well, where am I going to get my protein from? Well, when you get into the China study book, and the other book is the book by Marianne Scheer, The Perfect Health of the Natural Way, and you really look at some of those charts in there, and you start seeing that what's in the protein, I mean, what's in the food based upon protein and calcium and magnesium and all the vital benefits, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that kind of woke me up a little bit to realize that I could get basically all the protein my body needs to do what it needs to do. You know, people think, well, you know, you got to have protein and you got to drink milk for big bones and you got to have strong bones and everything else. But if we look at the animal world and we look at elephants and we look at hippopotamuses and we look at rhinoceroses and we look at giraffes, the biggest and heaviest animals in the world, okay, you know, that's just like even the largest whales in the world. All they do is they eat algae, and algae is nothing more than a plant-based a product, but these bones on elephants are humongous. You know, they're just huge, and all they eat is the top of trees and plants and whatever. You don't see an animal, you don't see an elephant sitting around and eating a dead antelope or anything like that, do you? You know, so when you start to think about those kind of things, all of a sudden logic clicks in and says, well, then why are they as big and have as big bones they do and have the structure they do? Why? Because they're getting their protein from an animal, from a product-based item. And that's one of the things that really kind of woke me up a little bit. Anybody else has read the China study? Has anything you'd like to say about it?
I don't know if it's going to soak in or not. Okay.
Yes.
Auntie, this is Linda Brown.
Linda Brown.
I just wanted to say that I've been doing the China study now, the plant-based diet for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love it. It was so easy to do. I was really surprised. But there's so many choices, and we're eating so much better.
Linda, would you be willing to explain to people why you have chosen to go to a plant-based diet, and one of your main reasons?
Yes. Actually, one of my main reasons is, last July, in fact, it's almost been a year, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer that had metastasized into my bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the only thing I've been doing very well, in fact, March 15th, I was I was in remission. I've had tumors disappear. I mean, good. But I hadn't changed my diet. I figured that's the one thing I hang on to. And I met Mary Lou. And actually, we'd known each other, but we actually sat and talked. And she said, she was telling me about the China study. And I decided, I went home that night, and pretty much saying, there's no way I can't do this, but I read about it, and I saw where these major diseases, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, come from animal protein. And it dawned on me that, if anybody, I'm the one that needs to, really put this into focus, and I did, and I'm totally pleased. I feel healthier now than I've ever felt. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm cancer-free.
Great. And we're sure you're going to stay that way, Linda. You know, that's one of the things that I want to say this right up front, if anybody has joined us, we're having some technical difficulties today on the call. There's a huge amount of people that got into this call, and for some reason, I don't know if the computer where we have these calls done couldn't handle the overload or what the situation was, but unfortunately we have not been able to contact. And Ruth, yes?
I'm on the line. I'm on Dr.
This
Campbell.
This is Ruth Williams.
Dr. Campbell on the line now.
I asked a couple times and we got no response. One time I did get a response, but...
it was on there to begin with. Okay,
yes.
So we will reschedule.
Okay. Go ahead.
Unless Dr. Campbell pressed *6 and he is still here. Okay, so Monty, you go ahead and I'll talk with Dr. Campbell and see if we can reschedule him.
Okay. Well, there you got it. Directly from the individual that set this call up, Ruth's kind of stepped out, and is Dr. Campbell? Mr. Campbell, are you here? Ruth kind of stepped out and made a telephone call and asked him if he would assist us in this call on a Monday morning, and Mr. Campbell, T. Cohen Campbell, the author of the China study, said yes, he definitely would, but for some reason we've had some difficulties today, but we're going to reschedule. So I'm sure that Ruth and Shar and everything will set out a new scheduled date, and we'll get this done and get it right where we can hear this marvelous gentleman. I happened to be able to listen to a couple of videos that he was on, and I'm very, very impressed with the individual. And you can't take somebody that's devoted, you know, his life to this particular, over 30-some years to this, and particularly bring this China study out and bring them, starting to the results now are here. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I know.
So, doggone it, we're just sorry you can't be here this morning. But anyhow, that was the other thing. We're talking about cancer, and one of the things Colin Campbell talks about is that genes, particularly cancer genes, can be turned off and turned on, and it's all based on the foods that we eat and put in our particular body. So other than that, just we know we're all headed in the right direction, and, you know, the idea, I guess, is to be open to change, and things do change, and if we didn't change, we'd still be running around with horse and buggies and doing all kinds of things. But when good information comes down, backed up in research, and I know Carol Guth, are you on a call this morning, Dr. Guth? One of the comments she made in reading the book and everything else was that she was so impressed with not only the book itself, but in the back of the book, there's all kinds of places to check out the research that was done, the data, the information, and that's what she was very, one of the things that she was very, very impressed with. And we're finding a lot of people that have made the switch, and you know, we had a wonderful call by Steve Roberts, who made this switch, I think was about 13 years ago, and started eating a plant-based diet. He was on the call, and that call is available to listen to free of charge at Focus on Growth. And also the China Study book is available also there, too, at focusongrowth.com if you want to go in and get that book, because it's absolutely amazing. There's some other books in there, too. So I think what we're going to do at this particular time is just say we apologize for what happened today. Doggone it, you have, not doggone it, but you responded marvelously to this particular call, because the information that we would have heard this morning from the person that actually wrote the book and did the study was going to be absolutely so beneficial to your health if you would open your mind and listen to what he has to say. So we're going to reschedule this call. Yes?
Hi, this is Jeannie from San Antonio. Who is the author of that book you mentioned, The Perfect Health in the Natural
Way? That is Mary Ann Shearer, Shearer. And it's called The Perfect Health. And there's a lot of good information in there. And also there's some wonderful charts in the back of the book that show all the different vitamins and minerals, proteins, everything else that's in plant-based product. It would actually amaze you. And for those of you that do have the China Study or are going to get the China Study, there is one book that I really want to, one page, and I think I'm going to go to it here real quick. I think it's page 230. Mary Lou talks about it all the time, and it talks about the different proteins in animal-based foods compared to plant-based foods. And if you would look at, for instance, like calcium, as an example, compared to animal-based to plant-based, utilizing the same particular products, and I'm not going to get into that right now because of time, there was 252 in animal-based foods, and there was 545 milligrams in plant-based foods. You take protein, in animal-based proteins, utilizing the same particular foods, there was only 34 grams in animal-based foods, and there was 33 protein in plant-based foods. So there again, the question comes out, well, where do I get my protein? Well, you still get your protein. The nice thing is, like P. Colin Campbell said, you're just not getting your animal protein, which is detrimental to your body. It causes the bad things in our body. So on page 230 of the China Study, if you don't have the book yet, or you do have the book yet, there's a wonderful chart there that, again, will back up all the things that are in it. So I guess I just want to say at this particular time, thank you all for joining us on the call. We're here every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and we just are here to answer any questions that you might have. We have some testimonies. We talk about recipes. We're getting some good results, and it's just absolutely amazing. So please feel free to join us again at the same number at the pin code of 777-477. And I think we'll particularly wrap it up on this wonderful Monday. I do again apologize for the technical glitches that we have. We're going to reschedule, and we hope you all join us again, because the information that you would have got could be absolutely life-saving for you and your friends. So everybody have a great day. We'll talk to y'all later. Ruth, do you want anything else you want to say if you're still here, Char?
No, we will contact Dr. Campbell, and really hope that he will be kind enough to reschedule with us. super excited to have this information to be able to share with the many people that all of the people on the call know as well. So thank you for covering there.
Okay. No problem. Okay, we're going to close off, but first let me thank our Active Study Pilot group for their time and commitment to this program, and second, thanks to all our guests for their attendance today. If you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day. Please join us again. We wish you the best health that anybody could possibly have, because it's something we want in our life, and the rest of our life, and that is good and healthy health. And this China study is one more step towards putting us in that goal. Have a great day. We'll talk to y'all later.